they had on there, and I guess it's because in the legislation, it doesn't, it dictates the first page that all that can be asked for, but it never says that we can ask for a signature.
Really? Okay, that's odd. The signature of the applicant? Not even the signature of an applicant? Okay. Okay.
I've read a few different minutes from like Waukesha, and everyone has the same reaction. It's kind of ridiculous in my opinion, but.
Okay.
Sorry, this is new to me. I'll get used to the new normal.
So the application will be revised per Roger's recommendations to move the site information and the permit, but the request is more towards the top of the application. If somebody would like to make a recommendation to send this to the village board with those changes.
I'll move that we recommend this to the village board as a matter of complying with state law, with changes to our zoning permit application form as discussed.
Okay.
And then, but I would like to add a proviso that it's our belief that this legislation is detrimental to the health, safety, and welfare of the village.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I agree with the motion and the second. The only, could we add something to give an example, what you said, Roger, before about like a residential neighborhood having a cell tower? Because otherwise, if we make the comment without backing it up, they'll say, wow, they're just making some out of it. I mean, I think we need to give some clarity to the board so they understand why we're saying it.
Like an example, so you want an example? Such as the tower being located within a residential area?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Is it okay with you, Kendra?
Yes.
You want me to second it? Okay. So then we would add with an example such as the tower being located within a residential neighborhood. Okay, is there any further discussion on that? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carried. And now an update on public works projects.
All right, so I'm sure a lot of you know that Hoffman is about 95% complete, and they're just doing some finishing touches on the painting, and I think it should be 100% by the end of the week. Greenow, they should finish paving the rest of the East River Trail this week.
How far does that go, Trevor? Does it go all the way? I just walked it over the weekend. It's fantastic from the Village Grill north to Bellevue. So are they going to go from Hoffman all the way down to Pier then for the next stretch?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And I guess another update is all the rest of the road projects should be done paving within the next week or two, so.
Yours too? Right?
Maybe not South Clay, but maybe I'd like to see it.
Okay. Hopefully before winter, though?
Hopefully.
Okay. Right, they do. The week of Thanksgiving, don't they?
I guess just on the public works update projects, I know a lot of times like Brown County, they typically have their projects for the next few years. Is that something maybe in a month or two, maybe we start talking about what do they have on tap for 2015 so we're not surprised, like the bridge on Webster, those kind of things?
Sure.
And I know DOT's got a 6-year project map, even though Riverside's being reconstructed. Besides 172, there's not a whole lot of other state highways and alleyway, so.
Yeah, the county transportation improvement plan was just reauthorized or re-approved last month, I think, last month or the month before, so.
Okay.
That information's available.
Then maybe we can give input rather than be so reactionary like we are right now, so.
Kind of along those lines, Roger did email me earlier this month and asked about different public works projects and how plan commission can get involved with them. I spoke with Craig Byrne, and I kind of presented the bike and ped maps there for you, just kind of as a future discussion item. Craig said that he would be happy for the plan commission to kind of go through our bike and ped plan and update it if we wanted to. He said an example of how it's kind of outdated already is Webster Avenue and even slated as a potential bike route. So if that's something you guys want to consider doing, I guess we could discuss it now or a future meeting.
I would say yes. If we look at Riverside, there's no facilities, like you said. And then the other thing is, if you look at the one map, 172 is shown as a possible bicycle facility, but it's not shown as a pedestrian facility in the future. I'd think you'd put both on there, that if and when the 172 bridge might be reconstructed in the next 30 years, that it's consistent on both of our plans. So I think we could probably, if we just did a little thinking, just first blush, I think it's time to review it again.
Well, the green line, the green dashed line is a proposed multi-use trail, so. That's
right.
Green.
Right, but it's not on the pedestrian one, it should be on both, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. So.
Makes it a little stronger. Only bikes can use one, not pedestrians. I guess the other thing that would be helpful for our purposes, and maybe this has been done, has any of our neighbors made any changes to their plans? Has Bellevue made any changes to their bicycle pedestrian plan? Has Green Bay, I know there's discussions of extending the East River Trail farther to the north, so that might be, see if De Pere has anything else. And maybe there's nothing, but something to be aware of. Especially now that the East River Trail is, I mean, that portion that's 10 feet was fantastic. I mean, there's deer out there, there's tons of people out there. Is there locations where maybe another bridge would be needed or a parking area? And I know that's a beyond bicycle and pedestrian map, but it's just something we should have these discussions, and then we can always give a recommendation and see what other committee or the board thinks.
Any other questions or comments on public works projects?
Yeah, my comment originally related to how well the public works projects are meeting the goals of the comprehensive plan. And I think it's probably worthwhile for all of the committees, since we just completed an update of the comp plan, to go through that and probably do a report to the village on how well their activities are complying with the comprehensive plan, where they could do better, and or if there are some things in the comp plan that they feel are not viable, you know, to alert the village board to those things. So
what committees would be affected? Is there a park and rec committee or park committee?
Mm-hmm.
There is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the public works, and there is no longer public safety? Or is that part of public works?
Right, that was combined with
okay.
Public works.
So would those be the two, really?
Well, we cover economic development also
okay.
in the comp plan. So I think all of the village committees and commissions should go through the comp plan and determine what aspects of it applies to their work. And
I guess besides the committees, do the departments do it, like utilities? I mean, there's a utilities map in our comp plan, I don't know if they, I'm assuming they follow up on that, but.
Yeah, but the committees are the point of communication to utilities. Utilities, I don't think, are required to look at our comprehensive plan for their facilities plan. It's great if they do.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm just not sure. But most utilities are under the Public Works Department, except when it comes to electrical and gas service. So.
Is that something that you could run by Brad to see if he can send something out to the committee chair people?
Sure.
Well, there's the historical and preservation that's in there. Don't smile.
Yeah, we're moving very slowly, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, but we're moving.
We are. Okay. Can we have an update on the corridor study?
Sure. So we received, on the 17th, we received 8 proposals from 8 different firms. Howard, myself, Brad, and a few other community members are in the process of reviewing them. We're looking at hopefully having our top 3 by November 5th, and from there beginning to do a reference check and also opening up the fee schedule that each of them have presented. Right now we're kind of just doing the quality base review, and then hopefully from there having a recommendation to the village board by the 18th.
Can you say, do you have the list of who responded to them?
Off the top of my head, RDG, which is a firm out of Nebraska, I believe, SAA, MSA, both out of Madison, Hosio and Levine, I think, which is a Chicago firm. Lakota is another Chicago firm. Grafe. And two more?
Meat Hunt?
Short two.
Meat Hunt?
That's correct, yeah. And then Beer Bishop.
Beer Bicker?
Yes.
What?
Beer Bicker?
It's a firm out of Madison.
Is there any, isn't Mead and Hunt doing the DOT work? Wouldn't that be a little bit of a conflict of interest if it's the same firm doing? I mean, it's great if they get paid from two different sides, it's fantastic, but I just question that. Not that you asked for our thoughts, but just.
No, that's great. I welcome your thoughts, so it's something we could discuss.
A question for the city attorney.
So that does not come to the plan commission at all? That recommendation goes directly to the village board, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Are there any other questions on this subject or comments?
I do have a question. How will the plan commission be involved in the corridor study?
We do have, in the RFP we did request at least three committee meetings with the plan commission. So,
thank you.
However, I guess the selected firm wants to coordinate that. One would probably be an initial kind of input gathering. I'm guessing in a final one, there would be a final one at the end presenting the idea. I'm not sure.
And do they have an outreach plan for each of the businesses or the property owners along the corridor itself?
That is something we requested.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Any other questions for Trevor? Okay, we'll move on to the update on the Webster Avenue Bridge.
Public Works